This is Voice of His Baby.
Dear all, today I am going to talk on a topic of importance for medical fraternity, that is effective medical communication. Health communication may be defined as a communication method and strategy used to inform individuals about healthcare facts and best practices with the aim of improving patient health outcomes and enriching personal and community behavior and public health practices. Health communication, indeed, is a vast and diverse field that includes health education, risk communication, health and policy advocacy, outbreak communication, patients, and other vital aspects. Health communication strategies enable doctors and nurses, community health centers, hospitals, and hospital administrators, health educators, non-profit organizations, government agencies, and other bodies to disseminate information that can positively influence personal health behaviors and choices. In this background, effective communication is the need of the hour. Effective communication, both intra-hospital and inter-hospital, is regarded absolutely important for healthcare providers to protect their patients, save on costs, and optimize day-to-day operating efficiency and effectiveness. In fact, effective communication is at the core of health professions, be it doctor-patient communication, interpersonal communication, or communication with the community. Communication could appropriately be regarded as a process of sharing information, knowledge, feelings, emotions, and values between two or more individuals. Hence, we need to understand that communication is characterized by content, process, and perception. Traditionally, the content has been the prime focus in the teaching of various subjects in health professions, including medicine, and encompasses information, ideas, perceptions, or emotions that we share. However, the processes, perceptions, and interpretations that are intrinsically linked become vital in meaningful conversations. What is interpersonal communication? Health communication includes interpersonal communications, such as one-to-one meeting between a healthcare provider and patient, as well as community-focused communications, such as public meetings or educational events. Health communication also includes mass media communication enabled through social media, internet, television, and also radio messaging to reach out to larger audiences. Information on various facets, including preventive healthcare, disease prevention, and treatment, occupy pivotal importance. For hospitals and healthcare institutions, we need to effectively communicate in ensuring that patients receive proper care. Communication is a crucial component in all steps of healthcare process. Having said that, organizations with strong communication policies could certainly enrich their patients' health. Healthcare professionals and institutions need to recognize the importance of communication in healthcare in order to thrive.
This is Voice of SBV.
Communication skills for leaders in health profession education. What are its role? Three categories of communication skills are in place for a discerning leader in health professions education. These include verbal, non-verbal, and written. On a day-to-day basis, it becomes imperative for the leader to have a sound and effective knowledge of core communication skills, team communication skills, strategic management communication skills, and technology-based communication strategies. These aspects have to be necessarily taken cognizance of. Telemedicine is now being used as an effective mode of medical communication. Healthcare professionals are increasingly embracing telemedicine, which presently involves using a variety of internet-connected technologies to serve patients remotely. These tools play a significant role in healthcare communications. Hospitals and other healthcare organizations use internal online networks or internet or intranets to create more robust, efficient, and effective communication processes. This makes patient record sharing and cross-departmental communications relatively easier. Telemedicine goes even further by allowing patients to receive medical care and advice from the comfort of their own homes. Using state-of-the-art communication tools, patients and healthcare providers are able to discuss health concern through video chat, thereby eliminating the need for the patient to visit the hospital unless it is really warranted. This is economical, besides creating a seamless communication experience for everyone involved. With the advent of Industrial Revolution 4.0, artificial intelligence, Internet of Things, robotics, and big data management have entered into the portals of healthcare. Health communication has received a big boost. Artificial intelligence, also known as AI, as applied to health professional patient communication, enables efficient audit and feedback. Scientific advances made in the recent past have increased the ability of AI to encode the complexity in human interactions. AI coding has been shown to be substantially reliable, though more work has to be carried out in this direction. SBB has taken cognizance of the fact and has initiated an institute exclusive center for artificial intelligence in healthcare. It has already created a favorable impact in the arena of health communication. It must be said that no other aspect in medicine has created such a tremendous impact on patient care quality as communication. In the present era of high-end technology and diagnostics, the health professionals have largely weaned themselves away from the personal touch. And to add to the complexity, there is lack of optimal interpersonal skills, a major factor that hampers quality healthcare delivery. At our university, SBB, we advocate a careful blend of both conservative and contemporary facets of effective medical communications that would go a long way in addressing effective and efficient patient care. Dear all, to conclude, communication skills are of great importance to medical and health professionals. We need to identify the barriers that hamper effective communication. Teaching communication in health sciences, higher education institution is cardinal, and the approach to assessment of communication skills is deemed necessary for enhancing the quality and efficiency of medical communication, in particular, and health communication in general. Jai Hind.
You are listening to Voice of SBV.